The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
The United States struck Iran yesterday in retaliation for the downing of a US helicopter gunship near the Strait of Hormuz, which Donald Trump blamed on Iran. Iran's foreign minister said that his country would leave no attack or threat unanswered. Let's get more on this now with US-based journalist Sarah Firth. Good morning, Sarah. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning, Claire.
So is this a significant escalation in what has been happening in the Middle East?
Yeah, I mean, the concern here is that this could kick the whole war off again. The United States has the assets in place to do so. But the president, the administration, they've tried to make clear that these were limited strikes, that they want to see the ceasefire agreement get back on track, but they couldn't allow Iran to attack US forces without any kind of response. So what you've seen is Israel carried out these strikes in the suburbs of Beirut. Tehran had then made good on its threat that that was a red line, that it wasn't going to allow Israel to cross. It then launched strikes on Israel. You then had Israel responding. And then what we've seen overnight is the US getting involved, President Trump accusing Iran of claiming that Tehran shot down that American Apache military helicopter. What we're hearing from the Pentagon, it says that the military, it launched the new strikes on Iran. It came hours after President Trump said that the US must respond. The president said he believed the response should be very strong, very powerful. And the Pentagon detailed a pretty dramatic rescue at sea. US Central Command have said the mission was a proportional response to an unjustified Iranian aggression. As you said, Claire, Iran's response has been pretty clear. The foreign ministry saying they are now going to be reviewing whether to continue negotiations with the US following the recent clashes.
I suppose no American president could countenance not retaliating, you know, to a helicopter being shot down in that way. And I suppose we're all fortunate that the two crew members were rescued safe and well, because we'd be in a much worse situation potentially today had that not been the case.
Yes, but, you know, there's a phrase that I think could possibly come back to haunt President Trump that he used recently. This was before this latest outbreak and escalation of clashes. And he was asked about these repeated breaches of the ceasefire, what Washington are continuing to call a ceasefire. And he said, you know, in that part of the world, a ceasefire is when you're shooting in a more moderate manner. Well, Claire, as a foreign correspondent myself, and many, many foreign correspondents based in the region, quite rightly called that out clearly, because the language matters. It appeared to normalize the idea that in some areas, a ceasefire is, you know, a softer form of war. That's not what a ceasefire is. We know that. Your viewers and listeners will know that. It's meant to be an absence of fire. When you're on the ground in conflict zones, it's a space where very frightened civilians can come out from shelters, they can find family, they can bury their dead. Now, since the US brokered ceasefire in April, Lebanon says that Israel has carried out nearly 3,500 strikes. We've seen attacks continue by Israel in southern Lebanon, where tens of thousands of people have been ordered from their homes. So it's not a question, as President Trump says, of what a ceasefire means in that part of the world. I think it's a question of what a ceasefire means in this part of the world to President Trump. You know, the war on Iran has, I think we've crossed the 100-day mark now. And the questions are being asked, what will it take for it to end? You know, US [S2] Yeah. [S1] Negotiators, President Trump continues to insist that they are close to a deal. But look, Iran has said it's assessing the situation. And they've said diplomacy does not appear in a vacuum. And it's accused the US of harming diplomatic process through contradictory messages, repeated shifts in positions, and demands and continued violations.
Right. Well, as Jeremy Bowen in the BBC describes it, or calls it, or says there is potential now for a perma crisis, which nobody wants. But as you say, when it stretches over the 100-day mark, we all begin to wonder. Sarah, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Sarah Firth, who's based in the United States.
The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.